The measures announced by Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson are the most severe against Iran to date and mark the first time that the United States has targeted another country's military for sanctions. The sanctions package, which had been under consideration for months, includes measures aimed at isolating three of Iran's biggest state-owned banks, banks Meli, Melat, and Sadarat, for involvement in weapons proliferation or financing terrorism. Iran's Defense Ministry and the Revolutionary Guards Corps are also being sanctioned for proliferation activity, while the elite branch of the Guards Corps, the Quds Force, is being penalized for providing material support to terrorist groups, including Hezbollah in Lebanon and the Taliban in Afghanistan. At a joint press event with her Treasury counterpart, Secretary Rice said the sanctions were prompted by Iran's refusal to heed international demands that it drop what she termed its unwise campaign for a nuclear weapons capability. At the same time, Rice said an offer to Iran for civil nuclear power assistance and diplomatic benefits remains on the table if it gives up its pursuit of a nuclear fuel cycle.
If the Iranian government fulfills its international obligation to suspend its uranium enrichment and reprocessing activities, I will join my British, French, Russian, Chinese, and German colleagues, and I will meet with my Iranian counterpart anytime, anywhere. We will be open to the discussion of any issue. But if Iran's rulers choose to continue down a path of confrontation, the United States will act with the international community to resist these threats of the Iranian regime.
The sanctions forbid U.S. citizens or companies from doing business with any of the targeted Iranian institutions and freeze any assets they may have in banks under U.S. jurisdiction. Senior administration officials acknowledge that Iranian entities like the Revolutionary Guards are unlikely to have any assets directly vulnerable to the sanctions. But Treasury Undersecretary for Terrorism Stuart Levy told reporters the blacklisting of major Iranian banks by the United States for terrorism and proliferation links will be a powerful incentive to other banks and governments to cease doing business with them.
When we take action in this kind of way and identify individual entities or even individual people who are engaged in specific illicit conduct, financial institutions around the world do listen. They don't want to do business with these people. They don't want to do business with people who are proliferators. They don't want to do business with people who are terrorists.
The sanctions announcement comes against a background of toughening rhetoric from the Bush administration about Iran, including a warning by Vice President Dick Cheney earlier this week of serious consequences if it continues its present course. Under Secretary of State for Political Affairs Nicholas Burns, however, said the parties are still in the middle of a diplomatic process and that the United States does not see conflict with Iran as either inevitable or desirable.
This decision today supports the diplomacy, and it does in no way, shape, or form does it anticipate the use of force. Now, the President has never taken that option off the table, and quite rightly so. But we are clearly on a diplomatic track, and this initiative reinforces that track.
Bern City hopes the U.S. move will give new impetus to efforts in the U.N. Security Council for a third sanctions resolution against Iran, which he said is 6 months overdue. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.